At the 2017 National FFA Convention in Indianapolis, we're talking now with Riley Pageant of the National FFA Organization. Of course, a past national officer, past Oklahoma state officer, from Northwest Oklahoma. And Riley, you are a busy man, I know, this week, as you help interact with a lot of officials that are coming to enjoy the FFA experience here in Indianapolis. Tell me a little bit about what you're doing these days in D.C. on behalf of FFA.
Okay. Yeah, so I, you know, get the chance to do some really cool stuff in Washington, D.C. Of course, moved up there to work for the House Agriculture Committee and then Chairman Frank Lucas from Oklahoma, a good Western Oklahoma boy, too. And then decided that, heck, like maybe I needed to continue doing some FFA work. And they had an opening and it seemed too good to be true. And so I guess for about the last 2 years or so, I've been the Director of Government Relations and Advocacy for the National FFA Organization, which is just a fancy word or a fancy title for meaning that I get to interact with business leaders in that environment, folks on the Hill, folks in the administration, and make sure that they know that we have a really strong relationship with government, with those officials, and that we need to raise the profile of youth and food and agricultural education in that environment too. So, like I said, get to do some really cool stuff, meet some really great people, and all for the greater good of the FFA.
What's the first impression you find when you say that you're representing FFA?
The first impression? I guess the first impression is that, gosh, like what a chance to do this, you know? And we have some really great members that are wearing blue jackets in all 50 states, the Virgin Islands and Puerto Rico. And it's a cool chance for me to get to spread some of their message there, but even a cooler chance when I can bring them to that environment and introduce them to some of the people that I work with regularly and showcase their talents and their skills and some of the things that they're learning in their home chapters.
So as you interact with government leaders, with business folks in our nation's capital on the Eastern Seaboard, what is their impression of FFA? What are you starting with as far as that you work with them?
Yeah, so, you know, the blue jacket is so recognizable. And so often we, when meeting with those people and when telling the FFA story, we'll introduce them to a member because they may not make the connection between FFA and agricultural education necessarily, but they've likely seen that blue jacket either in photographs or in news stories or maybe in person somewhere along the way. And once they see that jacket, they often have fond memories about the students that are wearing them and about the interactions they've had with them. And so if we can get that blue jacket in the meeting space, if we can just get that blue jacket in the door, it's usually a pretty successful meeting because who can argue with youth and food and agriculture and the next generation of ag?
The emphasis these days, a lot of the buzz when it comes to education, the STEM concept, and I know that we have really tried to tie ag education back to and the benefits it has to STEM.
Yeah, and you know, I think there is this whole movement to make it a STEAM movement and ag, and add A to that as agriculture. But, you know, I think that agricultural education delivers all sorts of STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math. We are the drivers of that movement.
When it comes to dealing with folks like the Secretary of Agriculture, with the Education Secretary, you've brought them to National FFA Convention here in 2017.
Right. So Secretary Sonny Perdue was with us all day Wednesday. His staff actually loved convention so much that they decided to stay. They judged some events. They've been participating in some roundtables. And then Secretary Betsy DeVos will be at the National FFA Convention today, delivering remarks all to all of our students about the importance of career and technical education and that relationship.
They've had some chance to actually get one-on-one with some students as well.
Absolutely. We've had some really cool interactions with those guys, with groups of 10 students, groups of 50 students, and then even in our general sessions where they're both able to speak. Additionally, Ray Starling from the White House is here. And as you know, Ron, he's a former National FFA officer from North Carolina. And so he totally gets this environment. And he's been monumental in helping us get some of those guys here.
I think that definitely gives you kind of that that contact, you know, that contact that you need within the White House.
Absolutely. You know, and a few months ago, we had a National FFA officer sit right in between President Trump and Secretary Perdue. It was on the day of Secretary Perdue's confirmation. And having that blue jacket there was just an incredible moment. Despite political opinions or affiliations, a really cool moment to have a seat at the table. And Ray was monumental in helping us get that to happen, make that happen.